ואז בישבח we have the famous meeting of Yaakov and Esau. The Torah tells us about this meeting, how Yaakov prepared for the meeting. The famous struggle that really occurred, Rabbi said, was not with Esav himself, but was with the Malach of Esav, the Saro Shel Esav, as we know. Vayokom b'laylohu, Yaakov gets up in that night, v'yikar eshtei noshov, v'eshtei shitchoitov, v'zachar echso yulodov, v'yavo es ma'avor yabok. They cross over the ma'avor of Yabok, the passage of Yabok. Vayikochem, ayavirim es ha-noch, vayav es ha-shaloi. He passed over the nochor, vayav es ha-shaloi. He brought over all the metaltalin, he brought over everything that he brought over. Vayivose Yaakov levadoi. And Yaakov remains alone. Vayavik ish imoi ad alois ha-shacha. And a ish fights with him ad alois ha-shachar, until the morning comes. There's a struggle, there's a fight. You know, the meaning is to get all excited when they play this song in Chasanis. I don't know if anybody knows what the meaning here it is, but everybody starts jumping up and down. It's gewaldig. I don't know what to do with the Chasin. But Kach Minag, but we have to understand the pasuk Be'etzem. Vayivose Yaakov levadoi, Yaakov remained alone. Vayivose Kishimoy ad alois ha-shachar. While Yaakov was alone, Rashi tells us he forgot Pachim Ktanim, he forgot these small vessels. L'choza aleihem, he went back for these vessels. Interesting to note, Chazal tell us of this, Chulin Sadagalif, that for me, a Talmud Chacham has to be careful. A Talmud Chacham is careful, but Mamoyin and Yosef Migufon. That a person is much more careful in the Inyan from Gezel, than the Inyan with his money, that he shouldn't come to Gezel, that's the first one bring down. And therefore, he goes back to the Caliph. But it's interesting to know that at that specific time, that he goes back to the Kalim, at that moment, that's when the Malach comes and he has the struggle with Yaakov Avinu. And the Chofetz Chaim fed the Kasha, Rabbi Yisai. It's a famous Kasha that the Chofetz Chaim is. We had Avraham Yitzhak, the other Avos, Enkor and Avos El Shalosh. Three Avos, Avraham Yitzhak Yankiv. The first step is that the Malach goes to battle Davku Yaakov Avinu. The Sarah Shal Esha was the Sitra Acher, which is the Yetzahara. Why Davku Yaakov Avinu? Why is Yaakov the one the Malach goes to attack? The God has to start up with the struggle with the Malach. Now we want to say a little bit Mahalach, why Davku now? At this interval, when he went back to the God to Pahalim Ketanim, so you could say it was just a Echitimsa to be alone. But what's the pshat after the shochar pachim ketanim? In this struggle with Esav, with the Mishisarash of Malach, the Sarash of Esav, so it says they fought until Alois HaShachar. What happened at Alois HaShachar, Rabbi Yisai? Well, everybody knows what happens here at Alois HaShachar. We go to sleep. So the Maisa, the Sarash of Esav, also maybe had to go to sleep. He had a long night. You know, it was a busy night last night. So anyway, he had, you know, help out some Bochrim, you know, different Mekoymas HaKadoshim. But anyway, the Malach had to go, and he says to Yaakov Avinu, ויאמר שלחני כי עולה השוחה. שלחני כי עולה השוחה. תשחר כן. וסורך אני לא עם השיר ביון עצי שירו, הכתוב מי תאפקין. What is it about Alosha Shachar Rabbi Yisrael that the struggle ends? Rashi said Tzorach L'Nishom Hashira. Well, you want to understand a different Mahalach a little bit. Also, just to know before, Vayaki Lo Yocholoi, Vayigah B'chaf Yerach Yankov, it says that he grabbed or he smote the Kaf Yerach Yankov, the Giranosh of Yankov, and Yankov walked. In that area, he was able to get him. Over Vayaki lo Yocholoi, call as man he saw he could not be victorious over Yaakov Avinu in the struggle of the Malach. What does that mean? Ki lo Yocholoi, but he said he was the Malach. So Yaakov Avinu tells him, he says, send me away, Allah Shah. He says, I'm not sending you away. No, unless you bless me, unless you give me a bracha. Vayomi lo Mashmecha, Vayomi Yanki. So he asked him, what's your name? He says, Yankiv. But Yom Elo Yaakov, he calls, Oh, Shimcha, Ki Yisrael. Now you have to change your name to Yisrael. We're changing your name. Ki Sarisa, Em Elokim, Em Anoshim, Atucha. That you fought with Elokim, Em Anoshim, you fought with Malachim, you fought with people, and Batucha, and you were able to be victorious. So Yaakov now asked the others, so Yaakov tied his back. But Yisrael Yaakov, and Yom Adin, Anoshim, Atucha. Like Yaakov to the Malach, so tell me your name. Yoyma Loma Zet Shalish me. Don't ask me my name. Why are you asking my name? Vayibaruch Hoysa Yisham, and he gave him a bracha. Very interesting give and take over here, by say. Yaakov, you know, asked the Malach, what's your name? The Malach says, why are you asking my name? Oh, very nice. Pass the tea. Very good. We'll move on to the Mechumish. Lama said to Shalish me, listen, Malach, when you asked me my name, I didn't give you any feedback. I told you my name. The Malach said, Malach, he asked him, what's your name? Why are you asking my name? Well, obviously I'm Yaakov Avinu, and I have a good reason why I want to know your name. What's the answer? Why are you asking my name? It's the funniest part of the Chorot that says, I tell the Gazah. Why are you asking my name? Yaakov Avinu had a good reason. Let's go out and give seven reasons. So Yaakov Avinu wants to ask the name. We'll go around the room with the microphone and ask why Yaakov Avinu wants to ask. It's partially Yaakov Avinu wants to understand the Ma'us of the Malach. Yaakov Avinu, the name of the person is Ma'us. Yaakov wants to understand who this Malach was, what's about, what's to tell the Malach. Why are you asking my name? It's a fellow. Oh. So the Ma'isa is a the Chofetz Chaim says it's brought to Rabbi Chonon's Chidushim on Agodos, he brings Hashem the Chofetz Chaim the Pshat Tova, why the Malach Dafka comes to attack Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we know the Semel for Torah. Yaakov Avinu is the Semel of Torah in the world. He did not see that Yaakov Avinu was the one Yoshev Olam. Who attacks the Yoshev HaOlim, who attacks the Inyan of Torah, that is Sar Shel Esav, he attacks him. Why is the Chofetz Chaim the big Yisoid? Because the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Acha, the Sotah, excuse me, knows that our biggest weapon against the Yetzer Hara is Torah. And he understands that if we have our weapons, he could get us here, he could get us, but we still have our weapons, we could be victorious against him. We might mess up here, we might mess up there, but we have our weapons, we have our ammunition, we could be successful. But, we're missing Torah, if Torah is affected, if the Korah, the fight the Yetzirah, or a real ammunition, as the Gemara says in Kedushin of Lamed, the only antidote against the Yetzer is Torah. So if we don't have Torah, so we don't have our weapons. No nation can be victorious without weapons. That's the pshat. The Malach Dafka struggles with Yaakov Avinu. But we want to say a little different. Chas v'shalom, and maybe it's be'etim al mahalach. We want to say no mahalach. I think this yisoid is something that is the basic yisoid for so many things the body said that we mess up in, and for hadrachas achayim to understand the etim yisoid, the koyach of the etahara, the koyach of his battle, and the koyach of what he's trying to do. And what is our koyach against him? The pshat in Yaakov Avinu or Boisai is Ovada, he's the semel of Torah. But in more plain terminology, Rabbi Isai, which is Nichlal, the Semel from Torah, the Koyach of Yankov Avinu is Titein Emes LeYankov. I thought of him, Vlaldik Ishtikl, Rabbi Isai. Last week we learned Yankov Avinu went 14 years to learn Veshem Ve'eva, and everybody had a kasha. What's he going to learn another 14 years? What's the pshat? Yaakov Avinu went to learn another 14 years. He was learning already. 63 years of his life, he was learning Torah. All of a sudden, the last week we gave him a halach with the preparation to go out to the world. But I was thinking of another mahalach of Boisai. Yaakov Avinu had just gone through a parsha. What was the parsha? He went in for the brachas. When he went in for the brachas, so be'etzem, at the end of the day, he had to be mishaker. And he Esav b'chayrecho, and Tairashi tied on he, Esav b'chayrecho, and said, you Esav oni, I am who I am, Esav is who he is. L'mayis, at the end of the day, there was a shtarz of sheker. Yaakov Avinu was the epitome of MS. I ain't Marcus Chavdalit. But the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu, look at the Maritzchiz over there, Yaakov Avinu wanted his, on one side, according to the Lushanas of the Peter Goyen, the Lushanas Ulai and Rushani Ovi, he wanted his father to catch him. He wanted his father to feel him out, and realize it was Yaakov, why? So he shouldn't have to lie. But the Gemara's Lushan and Marcus of Dalit, the Gemara's Lushan, Yaakov Avinu was the epitome of Emes. Lamaisa, as if Desna speaks out, that sometimes the famim, that's MS. The famim, that's his MS, the different shmuz of Oisai. Of a Yaakov Avinu was the epitome of MS. Loi rogo al shoino, loi rotsa al shaka mitchila, sha'omar ulayi msheni ovi. And al she'imoch, his mother forced him into it. Api adivo, he had a tzivo, he had to do it. So that was MS. But the mice, at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu came to Mazel Shem. Meila wanted to tell you, the Yaakov Avinu touched, had sheikhus, whatever you want to call it, even it was MS with sheker. He had in some way tasted a taste of sheker a little bit, even though he had to do it. Yaakov Avinu now had to go back 14 years of his life to go learn and be shame behavior. Why? To eradicate, to uproot, to totally rejuvenate and re-establish his holy mahus of MS. Yaakov Avinu was the meanest of MS. And he needed 14 years without sleep, without anything, in order to bring back to him to the madrega of Titan Amos the Yaakov. That's another mahala where Yaakov Avinu went again, nochamo, to be shame ve'eva. Best he's going to have to deal with the sheker from Laban. Over the Maisa, Yaakov Avinu comes back fully loaded, fully loaded with MS. Sholem in the MS, and Laban Garti, the same as Shemarti, keeping all the mitzvahs. And now comes the Yetzirah to battle Yaakov Avinu. Why? Yaakov Avinu is the semel, is the example, is the epitome of MS in the world. And the Yetzahara, the Sar Shal Esav, as the Medrash said, Esav Zushov Shabarosi Ba'ilami. It's the sheker of the shav that I created in the world. It's the falsification. It's the epitome of falschkeit. The epitome of sheker. Thus is Yaakov, thus is Esav. And the Sarah of Esav, which is the head of the Makor of the Yetzirah, is the epitome of sheker in the world. And that's why he battles Yaakov Avinu. Because the battle is the battle royale of the world, the wrestling match. The wrestling match is the wrestle between Emes and Sheker, between truth and false. And the Malach wants to attack Yaakov and somehow impress in his body the Midas of Sheker. Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael, the Mid of Yisrael, which is Yosher Kel, to go with the way of Yashua's, total straightforward, no sheker, no. That's what Yaakov Avinu, no more. Yaakov Avinu's going to have to do it in Lashon Akev, going around about in a way that might seem, it's now Yosher Kel, with Yashua's. But the Kodesh Baruch created the human being as it says in Koyeles. The Kodesh Baruch was Adam Yosher Ve'ema Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. We're the ones who asked. We're the ones who falsified and made ourselves a little bit go up on a tangent from seeing the Yashuas and seeing the right way in life. And that's why the Malach comes after by night. By night, the voice says. When it's dark. Dark is night. Night is no light. No light is unclarity. Unclarity leads to falsification. Leads to not seeing the real truth. The koach of the Malach, of the Sitra Acher, is dark. The Shalom Sitra once came to fundraise, to Pe'ilim is to come. He came to America, one of the chutzot in the States, his first time, and he knocked at the door, and there was no answer. He knocked again, no answer. Finally, somebody opened the door. Pitch black. He didn't understand what's going on. It wasn't so late at night, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Maybe it was even the afternoon. Pitch black. Someone wants to know what's going on. Why is it so dark? Why is it so finster? What's it so dark in here? They said, they told him, Shom, shh. Why does he have to be so quiet? Come past the living room. And then he saw why it was so dark. And he had to be so quiet. In the living room was a screen. What was that? With the MS box! The real truth box was there. Dark, pitch black. You can't watch a movie in the light. You gotta have darkness. To see the truth, you need darkness. Pitch black. Dark all over. No, what are you going to a movie theater, boy? Side, what do you see? Black, dark. Totally dark. In darkness. Sheker has a mokum. Ki ola ha-shachar, when the light comes up, the morning light comes up, there's no mokum for darkness. There's no mokum for unclarity. The Gemara Tzoytachof Aleph, ki ola ha-shachar, zuparshish drachim. This is the way of life. A person has to know which way of life he should go. To pick the right way, he has to be able to have clarity. Because Bohu created the Adam with a total clarity. They asked for it. We asked for it. We brought upon ourselves the sheker. What's the pshat? In the creation of Adam, the creation of Adam, Rabbi Yisai, Adam was created that the Yetzirah is in the chutz, the Yetzirah is on the outside. No portion like that. When he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, the Yetzer Hara became part of him. it became a different Yetzirah. It became a chelik of his guf. The Yetzirah came into him, and it became a different whole world. What's the pshat? Once we're mazben and shmuz, which in the Beis Halevi, Parshas Bereishis. Beis Halevi's mazben dvorim nifloim there. And he's mazben the whole union of Misa there also. What is Misa? Why, if the Eifin Eitz Adas, it brought Misa to the world? You know the reason, Rabbi Yisrael? Because when Eifin Eitz Adas, and the Ra came a part of him, the Ra became a different type of Ra. Before the eating of the Eitz Adas, Mazda Beis HaLevi, if a person, the Yetzirah presented a taiva for a person, the taiva, or the lust for that thing, was exactly the same as the amount of pleasure that it gave. There was no difference in the amount of how it was presented, how it was built up, to amount exactly how much Hanor gave. And how much does every Hanor of all the Hanor's own give a person to ask them? For a second. How long does it take to taste the good food? A second. The taste buds, we have Hanor for a second. Any Hanor in this world, boy, say, go through every Hanor, the Hanor is a split second. And the time of it, before the Achilles ate the das, was the same amount. It was a small little taiva, comparable to the amount of Hanor that they gave you. But once he ate from the Eitzah Das, says the Beis HaLevi, because Baruch Hu, the Eitzah came into him, and now the Eitzah had a koyach of what's called fantasy. Fantasy. To create an image of something that seems emes. It seems so pleasurable. It seems so real. And what is it? Fake. There's no reality to it whatsoever. That's a delicious cake. Wow, look how many layers are there, Rabbi Yisai. A 17 layer cake. His mouth is watering all over. He just can't wait to bite into it. His teeth are not big enough to raise his mouth to get into the whole cake. You see, they've got these chasnas, they have these big cake guys all over his face, his mustache. He doesn't make bad food. That was one that gets that cake inside somehow. Up his nose, half the cake goes, you know? In his nostrils, you see the cake, you know? You go, how's it going? It's going good. Why? In his mind, that cake was mamish. He saw it. He walked over to the Viennese table. You know, the chazan, you have 742 desserts. The Viennese table! Dum-dum, he's charging away. He just had four main courses anyway, but he has to charge away for the Viennese table. Why? Wow, you see that new cake they brought in? You see it? Somebody else is sitting by the cake also, you know, from the other section also. But you see the cake! Did you see the cake? And here he is, Mamish, fasting another thing. What's the pshat? In his mind, it set off a feeling that that cake must be unbelievable. That cake must be amazing. And as a time of that cake, give me the greatest pleasure! That cake! He charged for the table! All 650 pounds of them! Charging for that cake once, he had to beat out everybody else! And then he takes the bite of his side. It's what he does. He burps. That's it. Afterwards, he takes out a burp. Okay, it was okay. You know, it was nice. But when it has 2 seconds, the whole thing is down. What did he have from it? Ooh, that pleasure. His mouth is watering. He's looking every few minutes over at that cake. Every few minutes, he's looking over to see if anybody take a piece. Maybe somebody took a piece. He can't have that piece. I need to eat 3/4 of that cake. He's looking the whole meal. If anybody touched that cake! Or the chocolate mouse! I gotta get some of that chocolate mouse! The blue and the green, I gotta get some of it! And his eyes are wild for it, and then he takes it. Okay, very nice. What did he have from it, Rabbi? What did he have from it at the end of the day? I'll tell you what he had. Indigestion! I'll tell you what he's doing at night, popping, what's that stuff? Not Pepto-Bismol, the other stuff. Tums, he has a tummy. He's popping Tums all night. What did he have from the whole thing? If I see, next day he's in bed, his stomach ailments, everything. Why? What did he have from the whole thing? How much pleasure did he have with the nice of the whole dach? 2 seconds of pleasure. But the Yetzirah had a koyach to to fantasize. Fantasy. Wow. That must be amazing. And the fantasy, the koyach of the dimyon, has gotten so much greater koyach as the Yetzer Hara goes along with place life, that we've become totally brainwashed. I'm not going to that yeshiva. They brainwashed me over there. Brainwash. Brainwash, your boy said. If anybody's been brainwashed, see some parent, oh, this kid, he went to the bay, he went to that place, and he got brainwashed. They did something to his brain. He wants to now sit and learn Torah for 20 years of his life. He got brainwashed. They must have torture chairs and brainwashing rooms with little pendulums over there. You must learn, you must learn, you must learn. What do you mean I spent 20 years giving him such a good chinuch over in America? We gave him such a good chinuch. Please, Stan, my husband Stan. We gave such a good chinuch, Stan, and I. That's true, Beverly. What's in your chinuch? Coca-Cola, potato chips. Why did you give your son chinuch? What was the chinuch he got? What are we doing for Shabbos this week? Well, we're going out to buy food! What about spiritual? Or we'll say at the Bar Torah! We get the Jewish press! Down to the Talmud! Pain continued from last week! Where's Reish Lakish holding? Is he married yet? Stan, what are you wearing? Your shorts for the Shabbos table! It's very cold in here! That's the chinuch. What do we give the chinuch? What's Shabbos about? Did you get chopped liver? What about the air? What about the fish? Oh, but I have to onik Shabbos, of course. But all day with the whole talk about is eating food. And whoa, wow. We gotta go. You know we gotta go? We gotta go to Shmuel's delicatessen. Why? You see that picture outside in the window? See that picture of those corned beef pastrami and roast beef, hot roast beef sandwich? It drips out of the picture! And there's a real guy in the picture! Did you see that picture? That's what Shabbos is about! Pastrami! But that's not true. My son got educated in the house. You see, when we ever had, he didn't have anything to do, we put him in front of the very educational system box, it's called. It's called the boob tube. It's very educational. Everybody learns a lot from it. Oh boy, did he learn. Oh boy, did he learn. He is ready for anything in life. Anything, I mean anything. He was educated to way past the grandfather status. We educate with this box. And it teaches us so much education. What do you mean? We put him in the room last night and he was watching, what's that, National Geographic. He was watching all those, you know, black, who knows why, South Africa. They were just on speed. But he knows about everything, Baruch Hashem. I don't know, when the thing started flicking a lot, I don't know what he was doing in the room. The channels were changing so fast. But it's okay. We're realists. And we realize that's okay if he watches, you know, one of those movies. We're realists. And we know what the real thing is. You know, this is so real. We have to catch up. Oh, he's bleeding. It's so real. It's so real. Oh, get the tissues. Oh, she died. Minnie Mouse died again. Went off with Donald. realist! This is so real! Fake! The epitome of fake! People see they're watching movies! What's the next watch? What's the next episode? He's glued to the television! Stan, get the knife! We gotta peel his eyes off the screen! He's been there 36 hours! Get it off the screen! He has to see the next episode! Will Bob marry Shirley? Will Shirley marry Stan? Will Stan marry Bob? It's a different generation! Oh man, Bob, get together. Oh man, Stan, what do you think? Is Stan gonna go for Bob? Oh, I think it's gonna be Shirley. I don't know, man. We gotta get to see. We gotta go out night and tomorrow. We gotta watch that, man. Stan and Bob and Stan. Unbelievable. I can't sleep at night. I just can't sleep at night. I gotta know the ending of this thing. It's making me crazy. What's gonna happen? Fake! Fake! How are we absorbed in it? And Mamish, guys, I know every episode about Pet, friends. I know everything. I know every friend and enemy and friend. I know every name, character, what they do, what they're going to say. Everyone had a Talmud. He said, I watched that episode so many times. I could repeat with my eyes closed. I know better than crazy father like him. Why did you know? What do you have? Kavod HaMad? Okay, Kavod HaSbachin and Shemayim. Okay, start saying over. Well, what do you know? I get episode 6 in Friends, maybe. Does that go over here in Shemayim? I know more than Gabriel. He never saw Friends. Unbelievable, Moisai. And the next movie came out. Superhero. Superman. Unbelievable, he flew to the moon and back in 7 minutes. Did you see how fast he moved? That's incredible, that can't be true. It can't be true if he did it. But I saw it. What do you mean you saw it? I saw it on the screen, what do you mean? It's sure true. I saw Superman do it. He went around the world, and the whole world changed. And guys, people are living in this stuff. That's all fake. What do you mean? The guy was California, see the guy? Why are you alive? You were shot last night in the movie! Steven Spielberg, whatever his name, the actor, Steven. How are you alive, Stephen King? I just saw you got shot last night. And we're running, and we're jumping, and we're after it. Next episode, it got me. It got me. The next one, they're playing with your mind, I'm going to say. They're showing you something that's totally fake. That's not happy, it's not real. Go visit, go to Hollywood and see all the tricks that they do. And you're sitting there, but you're not just watching it. Mom, not now. Not now, Mom. We gotta find what's gonna happen to Stan! Is he gonna jump? Any more popcorn? I can't. I mean, I can't take this. I can't look! I can't look! He's gonna crash! And the guy's living in it. And he's going crazy, and the whole night he couldn't sleep. I can't believe that was the ending. I thought it would end better. I can't believe it. I was going for Bob, he went with Charlie. I can't believe it. It's crazy. We're out of our minds. But I'm also part of that. I grew up in the same America. We're running after things. And everything that people dictate us, every post, all advertising business, $1 billion business, run. Let's get him to drink Pepsi and not Coke. You know what we have to do? Put a nice, handsome guy next to somebody else. Everybody can imagine who that is. And he's drinking the Pepsi. And 7 of them come around him. The next thing you do, boy, is you cannot guarantee you can go into that store and buy a Pepsi. Why? Why are you buying a Pepsi? There's a sign. There's no big thing. There's a sign of Pepsi. What do you see? He had it over the camel cigarette with the guy with the hat. And Mom was ringing over the cowboy G on the side. And there he is. Everybody, they said that the sales of camel went up. Why? Was that? If you think about it a second, it's crazy. What did people buy camel cigarettes for? Because it was a stupid thing of somebody saying, someone is only looking in a certain way, that's true. That could be how any cigarette is now, but we're sold to the advertising business, we're sold to fame, we're sold to Sheker, Rabbi said. We've been robbed. We've been robbed of our brains. We've been robbed of the truth. We've been brainwashed. You go and tell everybody, don't tell your parents because they'll call me tonight. But anyway, we've been brainwashed. I was talking to a bachur this week. I love this athlete. I love this team. They're my favorite team. I mamish love them. I love them. Where are you from? From New York. Which team do you like? I like the Minnesota Vikings. Why do you like the Minnesota Vikings? I don't know, one time I was a kid, I saw a purple hat, and I loved the Minnesota Vikings. What's the shadow to you, Minnesota? You don't live there. Okay, what do you mean? But I'm a New York. I'm a New York fan. I live in New York. Yeah, but this guy, athlete, comes from California. He has no shadow to New York. And if you ask this athlete, he'll tell you I'm the biggest anti-Semite, and I want you dead. I love it! I want to buy his underwear online! I told me $10 million to have his underwear with the stains. Without the stains, it's cheaper. You get it with the stains. Buy his spit online. Get it soon before it dissolves. Not joking, Rabbi Sad. This is a serious business. His spit. We're going crazy. What are we running after this guy? What are we running after this team? He hates you. He hates your family. He wants you dead. He's an anti-Semite. He doesn't care about you. Yay, my team. What's your team? How's your team? It's a fantasy world. What is that? A totally fantasy world. Why is it your team? What makes you shy to that team? I don't understand. What makes you shy? That's my team. Why? I look for them. They throw out nuts. My team, because I root for them. Therefore, it's my team. That's logical, of course. I mean, that's me. That's a logical statement. Yeah, but one second, Shmuel. Last week you liked the New York team. What changed? Well, they lost last year. So now I have a different my team. I don't understand. It makes no sense. What are you rooting for? Oh, but I love that player. But he was traded to a different team. Now you like that team. What's going on? Terrence is, we get brainwashed. We're made to, I spoke to Dr. Bacher this week. I said, let's say you would find a player out there in the world. Then you discovered him. He's the greatest athlete. He's better than all the players than Wayne Rooney. He's better than Wayne Rooney. He puts him to shame. But no one knows about him. Would you be excited over this player? Say, he was Matzah. Of course I won't be excited. I don't understand. So you like the sport. So he told me before, what do you mean? Red, you know what I like about it? Because he's a great athlete. He does good. So let's have a double. Because everybody, he's a great athlete, but you're rooting because everybody talks about him. All the magazines are talking about him. He's so famous. He's so known. Oh, therefore, I want to root for this guy. It's so fake. What, again, the advertising business got into your brain. You saw too many magazines, soccer magazines, football magazines, and that's what you're rooting for, Rabbi Sai. That's what we're rooting for, Rabbi Sai. And we've been totally, our minds have been taken away from us by the world, by newspapers, by propaganda. All of it's taken us away from our sanity. It's taken away from our koyach to be Yoshar Kel. Because the koyach of fantasy has blown it up in our eyes that we must do this and this. For this is life. Coke is life, Rabbi Sadik. Drinking Coke, and the world got so much into that view that Coke is life, that Coke became the most fascinating drink. Because Coke is the real thing, Rabbi Sadik. Listen to the Lushim, the Daik was showing them. Coke is the real thing. It was the real thing. You would have to spend $2 million advertising. The real thing. We've been mamish, taken over by the world of fantasy, as implanted in us an oilam hasheker that nothing is true anymore. We could go around telling everybody today. I can make a it's day out. Why? Because everybody's up, and tomorrow morning everybody's sleeping. So it's night. Who says it's day? We may go around trying to convince the whole world. Falsity. And people will believe it. People will start to believe the forces of the world. That was the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. That was his whole reason why he was created, to try to falsify. And our job is to stay Yashar. Yashar Kel Yisrael. That's our job. And that was Yaakov Avinu's task, and he fought with the Malach to overcome the Sheker in the world. And he went back for the Pacham HaKtanim, the same Yisoid was, because the Pacham HaKtanim represented that somebody has a tafkid. We don't waste anything. That's also good with the same Yisoid, that's MS. MS is everything has a purpose. Sheker is nothing has purpose. Everything's for fun, no purpose to the world. Yaakov Avinu, the Midas HaEmes, to us, everything has purpose. Even the Pacham HaKtanim. This is Midas Yaakov Avinu, my son. And this is what's incumbent upon us. And this is why we learn Torah also, my son. The Helik of Yeruchim once lifted up the Chum, Chamish Yechum Shekar, whatever was there, and he said, where do you find a safer in the whole world? That's Kuloi MS! 100% no Shav MS! Then when we learn Torah, we're not only learning the way of Hashem, of course, but we're learning something that's pure and 100% pure MS! And Torah is the thing that enlightens us to discover the right way to live your life in this world, because it's 100% truth! Moshe Emes, B'Sei Rosai Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chosomai Emes. And that was Yaakov Avinu on my side. Yaakov Avinu was the Midas HaEmes LaMitoi that has to be totally true. And the more we're Isaac and Torah, my side, the more we push away all this garbage, all the Sheker in the world. And we delve into Torah, we're trying to find happiness. Because in happy sheker has no happiness, Rabbi Yisrael. Ain't simcha katoras asveikas, sheker will not get you to be able to handle and to have a clarity on how to live. Emes will. Simcha of life comes from emes, Rabbi Yisrael. The reason why after watching 740 movies in a row we're not happy, Rabbi Yisrael, because we've been just oaxing in a world of sheker. And it permeates our lives. And we go out looking for more sheker, going out doing things that are stupid. What do we do them for, Bosan? What are we doing for, Bosan? Things that are so absolutely idiotic. People do it at the... Why? Because they live in fantasy. They saw the movie, but here he is. A nice 20-year-old bacha driving 160. With his eyes closed! Don't worry, late at night! Why is he doing that for? Why is he doing that for? Is that normal, Rabbi? Is that in one split second, something could come out and you could be dead? Why are you driving at 160 for? Maybe 160, I did 180. This was the speedometer broke when I did it my left arm. It flipped around 8 times. But don't worry. I had my knees on the steering wheel. No hands! I was once sitting with one of my talmidim. He obviously didn't hear the schmooze, and he was driving me, and I was like dozing off and taking me somewhere. And all of a sudden, I got the biggest pach in my life. I look towards the steering wheel, and I see there's no hand on the steering wheel. And we were going down a main highway. I said to the pach, "Get your hands on him!" He said, "Don't worry, Rebbe. But his knees." He said, "I'm experienced at this. I have special knees. In fact, I'm hoping developing a new test at the driving school. Knee driving, it's called. KD. The kids are, but who in the right mind would drive 106, 180 boys down the road? Who in the right mind? Who in the right mind would take something so valuable as your life and your stake and put it in this a crazy situation for yourself? Who in the right mind? You know why? Because it's not the right mind. Not who in the right mind! It's the wrong mind! It's the brainwashed mind. That the mind just, what do you mean? Of course. Last night, he saw that in that movie of that young guy starring Bob Simpson. And he was driving 190 miles on expressway and turning in between cars. It wasn't on a clear road. You should have seen that race. The next night, there he is, young Shmuel Lefkowitz. He's curving between cars. Ooh, backwards, forwards. What do you mean? I could do this. Last night, I won the Xbox race. Are you out of your Caleb? Are you crazy? What happened to the guy? But think about logically. If part of the terrorist is, Dover Poshut, he was brainwashed. You know what it said? You know what they talk about today? How the whole world is up in arms? They can't control crime. They can't control crime. Young kids are coming out, just walking into a store and shooting the guy. For what reason? I don't know. I thought it was a water gun. Shooting people, stabbings, killings. Young kids, young age, where does it come from? The violence in schools today, everybody said. You go down to Eretz Yisrael, there's a big fear today. Because the toys, a lot of parents are sent, even they don't want it, are sent it from schools. Why? Mamish, what goes on in schools, there's stabbings. You go to school, you come home, there's a knife wound. Dave. Maybe we should try something else. Anyway, you come with a knife wound. Knife wound. You go to school. You know, they come to the dum 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 dum. He's out of the school with his lunchbox, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and an apple. He comes home. Hi, mom. It's like a shirt. Three knife wounds. In it. What happened? Well, we had a little bit of disagreement in history class today. I told you to use that history book for something. It's thick. They're coming out with history book shields. The two kids are coming to school with radiator clothes. Okay, I'm going to get through math class today. What's going on? Let me tell you what's going on. The kid comes home. Hi, Mom. Okay, we'll see you later. He goes into the room and he watches the most gruesome movies. Gruesome, murder and killing. Every third scene is stabbing, killing. Shooting in the head, and there's not enough one time. They shoot every part of it into his eyeballs, and they show you until they have to show you everything. The groove digging out the eyeball. Hi, Mom, what's for supper? Any eyeballs? Crunchy. What are you doing to your little brother over there with the fork? Get it away from his eyes! Just practicing for history class tomorrow! It's going out of their cave, and people are going, is that funny? People are going out of their mind. How to stop it? And everybody says the pickup of violence has started ever since television, the media has linked into these kids. These kids come day in, day out, watching these crazy things, the bombers day in, day out. Craziness, of course. And we're laughing, but we felt sweet. We're wild, looking for movies, all this stuff. Why? To bring more sheker in our lives? Forget about the Toma that brings about life. You want to bring more sheker into your life? You want to falsify your life? You want to make you live a life of total fake? You want to be a faker? That's who you want to be? Keep watching him. Don't worry. I know that he's wrong. He's not going to get me. I got my 476 iPod Touch. And I have smelly socks that I'm so won't go near. Oh, stick him in there! And the hose man! And late at night! Oh boy, did I fool them, you saw! Who'd you really fool, Rabbi? You could have been Oisik a whole year! And learning Torah, bring Emerson to your life, and you're a faker! Watching Mickey Mouse and crying! Seeing stabbings and killings, and who knows what's nuts! The worst nurse is all fake! fake. It's not real love. That's real love. He doesn't, this is just some woman that they made up. It's fake. Oh, I just see myself with that romantic. So romantic. It's so romantic. In the restaurant with the rose. They love who? The two actors. Who's married to 17 wives? He's been divorced 7 times. My hero. Oh, that guy. I just want to be like him. I really want to be like him. Let's go into his life. Drugs. Alcohol addict. He's been in AA so many times. They don't even register with him. Just leave it on the board. He's been married 11 times. He's gone his 12th wife. You always see these things. Oh, he's getting married again. He's 78 years old. Take it easy, Larry. It's been your 7th wife in the last 6 months. He's my hero. He's your hero? Why is he your hero? No, Islam, the guy's a mushkos, finish mushkosin, what he does. He's a guy who knows what he does in his life. He goes with men. He's still my hero because in that movie I saw him. He did something unbelievable. He saved somebody's life. He might be gay, but he saved the day. Unbelievable. You follow such a guy, he's a mushkos, he goes with men. I don't care. I watch it. I get every scene. I want to see it. Ahmal, it's love. What are you, off your rocker? If you think about it logically, what are you, crazy? You follow this guy? You follow his life? He's crazy. What are you following him for? There it is. They took my brain. They made it into a potato. And they put it back inside. And soon it's going to be mashed potatoes! I'm ready to sell myself out and become a mashed potato. Let's think about it for a second. There it is. We've been brainwashed. We've been taken our mind taken away from us because the Oystein and Shekhar, Kolo, Hayom, Kolai, all this stuff out there in the world. And a Mokom of Toyu is a Mokom, just the opposite, but it's an opportunity to save the day. Parents will be saying, you're not brainwashing. You're healing my son's brain for the first time. Except for the guy who has the smelly socks. Mm-hmm. He still has to get a washing. Not only over the socks. Make sure to take it out before you wash it. Or maybe wash it together with the stuff. Or clean it all together. You're only fooling yourself. You're only fooling yourself. So you got away with it the whole year. You never caught me. I had it in the roof. I had it here. I had it there. I had the light bulb. I had it here. It was in my... whatever, where it was. The end of the day, you always said. You get up in the morning to come to learn MS, and you're still hanging on to your shaker. The voice side. Understand the voice side. This week's Mishpacha. Koreim Oxen Batalis. I just had a chance to read it. The Hebrew Mishpacha. Korea, these Koreans are boys, they're not Jewish. They learn Talmud today. There's a whole article, thousands and thousands of these Koreans. They're learning Abaye of the Rav. Why? The article says they call this the Or Hadas, the light of love. They're enlightened. They see the light from here. We go watching Korean films. Especially the stabbings and the kicking. But there, the Koreans are lying on Talmud. Oilam Hopach Reis. The world... there, the Koreans are learning the Talmud, and we're busy with the Koreans' movies. It doesn't make sense. But what are they saying? They see that this is the Or. They see the light of you. They're right. This is the light. This is the truth. The 100% truth of Yerucham. The truth, and nothing but the truth. Everybody has their own life to live. Everybody's in control of their own life.
Everybody has to decide what they want to go with their life. But one thing we should be true of, to thine own self be true of thyself. Be true, be emistic, realize the falsity, realize the shek. You don't have to be a 60, 70 year old man and then realize in life, oh, I wasted my time, I wasted my life. Not just with the waste of time, but just the whole fake of that. And we finally come to the realization that it's not worth anything. It doesn't give me anything. It doesn't give me anything in this world. Even the taiva that I'm looking for, how much hanah does it really give? Dr. Beis Halevi, that's why Misa comes in, Dr. Beis Halevi. You know why? Because the energy that I exert for the taiva, being all filled up, I exert so much energy. But what comes back to me? Very, very little gas I get back. The total pleasure of that hanah is this much. How much do I exert all the energy, the excitement? How much do I get back? So little. So that's why I put Misa. Of a Torah, the Koyve Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. The Torah is not that way. According to the Noah, is the Koyach that you get. Let's understand the Yisoid. As we are children, especially, why do we need the Koreans? We're B'nai Yisrael, the Yoshua Kael. Let's understand it. Let's use the year out. To Steig in Torah, to Oymek in Torah, the Amkus of the true MS. We dove to the MS, the truth. And that R will push away a lot of the Choshech. As we approach Hanukkah, Svar Makdoshin says those Pachim Tan that he went back for was that flask. So say the Svar Makdoshin, the flask that they lit from it, that the Siyah Kohen Gadol lit from it, the Shmoneh Neres of Hanukkah. That's what Hanukkah represents with the Greeks, with the human physique. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fake of it, Rabbi. Say, go look at him today, flat. It's all fake. Is it real? Is something real about that? So what? You have muscles. Gvaldi. What's real about it? It turns to flab. Emes is something that stays forever. That's Torah and that's true to my side. The Greeks wanted to make beauty. Everything is beautiful. The body, this. Darkness. That little R that we lit on Hanukkah, the little R that lasted 8 days, with the R that lit up the world with the truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God. He looks out for us. When we find that truth of ourselves, let's hold on to it. Let's attach ourselves to it. Let it light our way to becoming the Emes, the true person that we could become. To live a life of happiness, a life of Emes, guys. And a life that makes everybody proud. Yisrochu be'ezah Hashem, jitin emes liyankov, the emes amitoy, to the binyan bayis ha'shlishim heir v'yamim.